John Kerry met with Jordan's King Abdullah and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Amman today. Kerry wants to ease tensions between Israelis and Palestinians after recent deadly confrontations. The simmering unrest has people on both sides asking if a third Palestinian uprising or intifada could lie ahead. NPR's Emily Harris reports from Jerusalem.
During the first intifada, more than 20 years ago now, Palestinians working at Israeli companies went on strike. Mass crowds threw stones and firebombs at Israeli troops. During the second intifada, suicide bombers repeatedly blew up public places. Israeli Charlotte Slopak-Goler didn't ride the bus for a few years back then.
Now I take the buses without thinking.
Until the recent incidents when Palestinian drivers killed several Israelis at bus stops.
I must admit that when I was trying to cross the street the other day and standing at a near a bus stop, I was a little nervous. And I thought maybe I need to stand behind something to protect myself.
She isn't sure a third intifada is on the way. Palestinian teacher Latifa Abdul Latif hopes it is.
I hope there's intifada because we had enough.
Car and knife attacks have prompted discussion of whether a sustained period of violence lies ahead. But Abdul Latif says an intifada means finding even small ways to constantly oppose Israeli policies. Any sustained Palestinian protest, she says, needs guidance from the top.
Like Abu Mazen, you know, our boss, he should agree about the intifada because everything now it's happening, it's just individual, you know. Intifada needs leaders.
Abu Mazen is Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas. Israel says he and rival Palestinian factions are fanning the recent rise in fatal confrontations through speeches and social media. But Mahdi Abdul Hadi, head of the Palestinian think tank PASIA, says Abbas will never lead an intifada.
He said it many times, not in my lifetime you'll have an intifada. It's not an intifada, because intifada means a program, a leadership, and a commitment to deliver. What we have is fragmentation. You might lose control if people will carry on this kind of frustration and confrontation.
Israeli political analyst Ehud Yari says it's not out of control yet.
It's certainly not an intifada.
He says it's not as violent or as organized as past uprisings.
This time we see groups of teenagers throwing stones, fireworks, etc., and quite a lot of incitement coming from the political parties. And my hunch is that we are going to see it dying down pretty soon.
But independent Palestinian politician Mustafa Barghouti says this is a new type of intifada, one carried out by individuals but reflecting widespread anger.
People get confused because they keep comparing the new intifada with the first and second one. But they shouldn't, because each one has its own characteristic.
Past intifadas have seemed triggered by specific incidents. Barghouti traces the beginning of this movement, however you classify it, to last April's collapse of peace talks brokered by U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry.
I think that was the turning point when it became clear that Palestinians have to rely on themselves and struggle against this injustice.
Intifada or not, says Yaakov Peri, a former head of Israel's internal security, times are clearly tense.
Nobody can really say when an intifada, an uprising, is starting and when does it end. No doubt that the escalation is high, and I think that we should all call for calmness, for restraining.
Further escalation, he said, could lead to a real, long-lasting crisis, whatever it might be called. Emily Harris, NPR News, Jerusalem.